بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى هذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, elders, dear mothers and sisters, on behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy, I would like to welcome you all to this Khatm Quran yearly Jalsa of ours. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a very blessed occasion and gathering in which, inshaAllah, we will be witnessing various completions of the Quran. Approximately, if we add up the students who are completing the tafsir, etc., then 100 Qur'an or so will be completed in this gathering and in this majlis. So it is a very blessed and honored gathering. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the tawfiq and ability to be here, to attend this gathering. Let us first of all renew our intentions. Our intention should purely be to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to use this Jalsa and gathering as a springboard for us to connect ourselves to the Quran. One of the key reasons for this program and this Jalsa taking place is so that we can all witness the miracle of the Quran and by doing so create love and reverence in our hearts for the Quran and then connect to the Quran in our day-to-day life. The students, they complete the Quran at various points throughout the year. So we can also hold small programs on a weekly basis or once a month, but everyone is kept on hold for this annual program so that people can come from far and wide and in one place at one time we can all witness this great miracle of the Quran and carry out a sunnah of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum. It is mentioned by Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, when they would complete a Quran, then they would gather their friends and family together. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in particular, it is mentioned, regards him that whenever he would complete a recitation of the Quran, maybe on a weekly basis, maybe every few days, because this was the practice of the Salaf, then he would gather his family members. And he would recite the last a few verses and then he would make dua because this is an opportunity, a time where du'as are accepted because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and rahmah, they descend upon a person who completes the Quran. So we should be honored. Let us renew our intentions and let us sit with much reverence, with much adab, with much respect. It is the right of the Quran that when the Quran is being read, which is what will be happening throughout the majlis today until the end, students will come and go, they will recite the Quran. So, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the Quran is being read, then فَاسْتَمِعُوا, which means listen attentively. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions in a hadith that مَنْ اسْتَمَعَ إِلَىٰ آيَةٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ مُضَاعَفَةٌ. The one who listens to a verse of the Quran, then for him, multiple rewards are written. So not just for reading the Quran, but upon listening to the Quran. So let us listen attentively, disconnect from everything or everyone which will divert our attention from what we are here for. And inshallah, by doing so, by adhering to the adab, we will maximize this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Like I said, various khatamats of the Quran will be taking place. There are those young students of our maktab who will be completing their hifz. There are students who will be completing the tafsir of Jalalain. There are students who have read the whole Quran in one majlis.